再次谢谢康妮老师带着小孩给我们传讲了一个很好的信息，我就把这个主要的信息给大家这个传讲一下。就是刚才就是康妮老师就问这些小孩，就说感恩节了过去了以后，他们最感恩的是什么事情？他们有的说是最喜欢呢当时吃的那个香蕉的布丁很好吃，然后就康妮老师就借着引出来一个圣经里面，在记录在路加福音里面很美的一个故事，里面就有10个大麻风病人去见耶稣，求耶稣能够医治他们。耶稣说：“那你们就回去，回到祭司那去查他们的身体。”他们回去的路上就发现他们的皮肤就已经好了，所以但是呢，中间只有一个撒玛利亚人就回来来感谢耶稣。就是然后主耶稣就特别的爱这个其中这个人他就是康妮老师就提醒我们，我们在每天和每时的时候就要学会养成习惯来感谢神，为家人、为教会，也会我们的弟兄姐妹来感谢主非常好的信息哦，我们再次谢谢他们，对，感谢神。好。那我们开始我们今天的信息。其实今天我要跟戴克弟兄我们合作的一个信息也非常的适合感恩节。OK，弟兄姐妹们，祝你平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
就感谢神了。今天我跟戴克又一次有这个机会来给大家分享哥罗西书的最后一章。
Thank our Lord again today. I and Brother Kai will have the opportunity to share the last chapter of Ecclesiastes, with everyone.
也完全是靠着神的恩典，就是我在前面的接近2年的时间我们就结束了哥罗西书的今天这个系列。
So by the grace of the Lord, I've taken nearly 2 years to complete the series of Colossians.
那今天是我要给大家分享是最后一讲，也
And
就
today,
是第28讲。
and we have now reached the final talk, which is the 28th in the series.
这封书信《哥罗西书》是使徒保罗写给哥罗西教会的一封信。
This letter is an encouragement from the Apostle Paul to the church in Colossae.
里边有很多对弟兄姐妹的一个勉励。
Reminding the brothers and sisters.
那提醒弟兄姐妹，当时讲耶稣基督在教会里面就是一切，也在一切之中。
Reminding us that Jesus is everything and in everything, only Christ matters.
因为只有基督才是重要的。
And only Christ matters.
那在最后一章的时候，就是保罗就写给哥罗西教会一个感谢，就为弟兄姐妹的同工感谢神。
So Paul thanks all the brothers and sisters, co-workers for the church.
那弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候我们只能够在教会服侍，其实是一个福气。
So being able to serve in the church is a glory for all of us.
神赐给我们的一个特别的一个荣耀的事情，
And the good work that I and you and I should envy.
那我们应该去羡慕这样的一个善功。
Yeah, we should envy this. Kind of opportunity to serve the Lord.
但是，往往在教会的服侍，往往是非常困难的。
And however, serving the church is sometimes also challenging.
那有的时候是没有回报，但要付上很重的代价。
And many times there's no payback, or yet you must pay the price
那
upfront.
保罗就提醒我们，在这个过程中，我们要仰赖主的一个亲自的一个安慰。
So throughout this process, Paul reminds us we need to rely on the Lord's comfort is certainly really important.
但是保罗又讲说，这些有一些同工的一些安慰，也对他来说也特别的亲切。
And also Paul mentioned that the comfort from co-workers is also especially dear.
就像今天，我特别为戴凯弟兄跟我的合作，我们献上感谢。
And today, I especially want to thank Brother Kai for his service today.
因为他们家里面刚刚有个小孩出生，需要照看。
Because Brother Kai has a newborn baby at home.
也恭喜他，生了老三。
It's my third child. he's only 4 years,
那 现
4
在
months
家里
old.
也有老人在家里。
And also, there's Ellie, parents-in-law, helping us.
但是他愿意出来跟我一起搭配，为弟兄姐妹一起服侍我，为他感谢神。
And he's willing to help to serve the church today, and thank God for him.
就我刚才在讲到哥罗西的最后的一章的时候，保罗他一一列出来一些童工。
So in the final chapter of the closings, through Paul's greetings, he mentioned listed some co-workers.
呀，保罗称他们是让他心里面得安慰的一些童工。
And he refers them to as those who provided him comfort.
那特别是在一开始的时候，就是保罗说：“他说与我一同坐监的亚历达古问你们安。
Yeah, Paul says, my fellow prisoners, Aristarchus sends you his greetings.
”说巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。
And so does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas.
那里面还提到耶稣又称为犹士都。
And Jesus, who is also called Justus.
他说，在奉割礼的那些人中，这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的，
Yeah, these are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God.
也是叫我心里面得安慰的。
And they have provided comfort to myself.
我看我这边有没有那个遥控器在我手里，我可以自己控制一下，在不在你们手里？OK，好，谢谢。你可以往下翻译。对，那保罗在这里面呢，过程中他列出来大概有八个童工的名字。
So here Paul lists eight co-workers' name.
那这些童工他们有的是来自不同的背景，
They have different backgrounds,
也不同的出身，
origins,
那也从事不同的职业。
and hold various professions.
那因为时间的关系呢，我今天会集中在三个人里面。
Due to the constraint of time, I only mentioned three of them.
那第一个就是一个称为巴拿巴的表弟马可。
The first person is Mark, the cousin of Barnabas.
那第二个就是从哥罗西教会出来的以巴弗。
The second one is Epaphras.
那当然还有第三个，就是还有保罗所亲爱的医生路加。
And third person is Luke, the beloved physician of Paul.
那保罗他自己，他在差不多30岁左右的时候被神呼召来亲自呼召来做外邦人的传福音的一个使徒。
So around the age of 30, Paul was personally called by the Lord Jesus to become the apostle to the Gentiles.
他一生服侍大概20多年，
And he served the Lord around like 20 years.
那最后就被罗马政府砍头殉道。
And was ultimately martyred.
那保罗所经历的大概4次传道的一个旅程，
And Paul underwent four major missionary journeys.
那大不多14年、15年的时间，他总共走了大概有9000英里路。
And over 14 years, he traveled over 9,000 miles.
大约是15000公里的这样的一个里程。
Roughly 15,000 kilometers.
而且每次传道的过程中，他其实充满了很多的苦难。
And each journey was filled with hardship.
那有的是一些自然的灾害，有的是一些人为的一个迫害。
Both natural and human persecution.
所以保罗在这个过程，他非常珍惜他能够得到的一些同工。
So through the journey, Paul, he greatly valued his co-workers.
那在这里，他拣选童工的时候，保罗他反复的一个强调，他非常在乎这个童工的一个性格，就是忠心。
And Paul repeatedly emphasizes a special characteristic that
那，
he treasures is faithfulness.
呀，忠心的一个定义就是你遇到一些苦难的时候，你能够坚持下去。
The definition of faithfulness is persevere in the face of suffering.
那比方说，他最先在这里提到的是推基鼓这个一个很忠心的一个执事。
Tychicus is the faithful minister that he mentioned first.
他说他是跟保罗一同做主的仆人。
And he serves as a servant of Lord alongside with Paul.
那今天我们在每个教会一般都会有执事。
And it's also true today in the church.
那其中一个执事最重要基本的要求就是要愿意向主忠心。
Yeah, the fundamental requirement of a deacon is to be willing to be faithful to the Lord.
那有的时候你要立下心志来，要去跟其他人一同做工。
And have to resolve to serve as the Lord's servant alongside with other co-workers.
所以在这哥罗西的最后一章，保罗第一个提到的名字就是推基鼓，他有一些特别的原因在里头。
And he mentioned test schools and their special reason for
因
that.
为这个童工他是带着这个书信回到这个哥罗西的教会，
And test school brought the letter back to the church.
而且这个童工推基古他一直跟保罗一起童工，直到保罗殉道的时候。
And he worked alongside with Paul until before Paul's martyrdom.
Yeah，保罗写最后一封信的提摩太后书的时候，推基古还在保罗的跟前。
And when Paul wrote the letter to Timothy, Tychicus was still serving in front of him.
所以弟兄们，我们真的是愿意，我们有心去做这个推基鼓，可以让保罗这样心得安慰。
So, brothers and sisters, may we have the heart to be like Tychicus, who brought comfort to Paul.
也是我们主耶稣喜欢的。
And this is also favored by our Lord.
那保罗这里面有提到一个人，就说忠心的阿尼西姆是你们那里面的人。
And also, Paul mentioned that. Onesimus, the faithful brother, is one of you.
所以阿尼西姆是一个很特殊的人。
Onesimus is also a very special person.
他本来是一个叫菲利门的一个奴隶，
And he was originally a slave of Philemon.
那有历史书上讲说是他偷了钱财逃走的，
And the historical records saying that he escaped
那
after
后来
shipment.
就遇到了保罗，
And because of Paul, he met Paul, sorry.
也成为一个基督徒，
And he became a Christian.
那就在这个时候呢，他回到哥罗西。
And he returned to Colossae.
就带着保罗的一个亲笔书信写给他主人，为他求情。
And carrying a letter from Paul to his master.
那也就是我们新约圣经里面提到的那个腓利门书。
And which is the book of Philemon in the Bible?
所以安尼西姆其实是很不配得一个忠心这个称号。
So, Onesimus was probably the least deserving of the title of faithfulness.
但是因着这个主耶稣自己的亲自的恩典，所以保罗知道阿里西摩在主里面已经成为一个很忠心的一个弟兄。
But due to the grace of the Lord, Paul recognized him as a faithful brother in the Lord who provided a good testimony before him.
所以在保罗面前，他做了一个很美好的见证。
And he did a great testimony.
那不管是怎么样的出身，弟兄姐妹，我们就向主忠心。
So, regardless how we were born to the world, we need to seek faithfulness in front of the Lord.
对啊，即使像安尼西姆这样的人，我们可以成为忠心的一个仆人。
Just like Onesimus, we can be faithful servants to the Lord.
那我们进到我们就是保罗提的八个童工里面，最有名的就属是马可。
So the among the co-workers mentioned by Paul, Mark is the most well-known.
那这个马可又称为是巴拿巴的一个表弟。
And Mark is also mentioned as the cousin of Barnabas.
那是在第一次这个保罗宣教的旅程中呢，就是去跟随巴拿巴。
During Paul's first missionary journey, Mark accompanied Barnabas, but left them.
Yeah, 中途的时候他就离开了。
Yeah, but left them part way.
但是到了这个保罗第四次宣教的时候呢，马可是陪着保罗。
However, by the time of Paul's fourth missionary journey, Mark was with Paul.
也许是跟着他到了罗马，也许是就是赶到罗马去跟保罗见面。
Yeah, maybe he arrived in Rome or just followed him to Rome.
那因为保罗他被神呼召成为是外邦人的使徒，
Because Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles,
那马可跟着他就写了马可福音。
Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark.
那这本福音书是专门写给外邦人的一本福音书。
Yeah, this is especially aimed at a gentle audience.
也是圣经新约圣经的四本福音书，写的最早的一本福音书。
And this is also considered the earliest of the four Gospels in the Bible.
那马可和亚历达古和耶稣是都是传统的犹太人。
So Mark, Articles, and Jesus, all traditional Jews.
那在这里面，保罗就称他们是就是奉割礼的。
And here Paul refers them to as those of the circumcision,
那也就是说，遵循犹太教的一些礼仪的。
indicating that they adhere to some of the virtues of Judaism.
那刚才我讲过，说保罗在宣教的过程中都会受到很多的迫害。
As I just mentioned, during his missionary journey, Paul got like a prosecution during the journey.
那大部分的迫害都来自于犹太教。
And most of the prosecution were actually from Jews.
那当时还有一些死守这个犹太礼仪的一些犹太基督徒也迫害他。
Yeah, and also those practicing Judaism and from the Jewish Christian.
但是这三个人呢，就跟随保罗，直到他坐监。
However, those three people remained with Paul even to imprisonment.
那为了神的国呢，和跟保罗一起同工，
Working alongside with Paul for the sake of the kingdom of God.
让保罗的心呢得到安慰。
And bring comfort to Paul's heart.
就在保罗呢第二次宣教旅程之前呢，就发生了一件事情。
There's something happened before Paul's second missionary journey.
就是巴拉巴跟这个保罗呢有一个争执，
So Barnabas has kind of disagreement with Paul.
因为保罗呢认为马可中间离开了他们，所以说他不认为就是可以带着他一起出去。
Because Paul left. Mark left halfway, so Paul doesn't want to bring him.
那具体的原因呢不是非常清楚。
So we don't know the real reason.
也许保罗认为当时马可不够刚强，
Maybe at that time Paul doesn't think Mark is strong enough.
虽然他的表哥呢就推荐他，但是不代表他自己的忠心。
Even though his cousin recommended him, it
所以马
doesn't.
可后来就跟着巴拿巴就回到老家去服侍。
So Mark. Follow his cousin back to his hometown.
那后来历史说说马可就是后来遇见了彼得，就跟着彼得一起服侍。
Then Paul met Peter and they Mark met Peter and served together.
Yeah，那这最后呢，马可还是回到了跟随保罗身边，
And in the end, Mark followed Paul and worked together with him.
甚至跟他一起坐牢。
And also went to the prison
所
with
以你
Paul.
看，这个马可他经历了很多的困难，
So you see, Mark undergo a lot of hardship
有很多次就跌倒，
and fall multiple times.
但是不同的使徒呢，保罗啊，还有巴拿巴。还有是彼得都是给了他很多的机会，
But different apostles give him a second chance
那成为一个福音的一个作者。
and allow him to become a silent and impactful author
那
of.
刚才讲过，因的马这个原因呢，保罗跟巴拿巴就分开了，
Because of this reason, Paul and Barnabas has separated.
所以他就跟着希拉一起去第二次的这个宣教旅程。
And Paul began his secondary missionary journey with Silas.
那到第三次宣教旅程的时候，就是保罗又带了很多的同工进来。
And during the third missionary journey, Paul brought in some new co-workers.
那里面有提摩太啊、提多啊、那路加，就陆陆续续的就进来，就进到保罗的这个团队里面。
Yeah, including Timothy, Titus, and Luke.
特别是提摩太和提多是保罗身边的一个同工。
Timothy and Titus were co-worker behind Paul.
那经常被保罗留下来去照顾一些教会的运作，
And they were often left to care for the operation of the church.
但是到了第四次旅途的时候，保罗以这个囚犯的身份在住在罗马，
So by the time of the fourth journey, Paul was living in Rome as a prisoner.
所以马可就进到跟保罗在一起，就开展福音的这个事工。
And Mark was also with Paul in the evangelistic work
可以想
together.
象，马可就是向保罗身边跑腿的。
You can see that Mark is just like a fellow worker after Paul.
Yes，后来保罗就是再一次就是坐监，这一次是在一个死牢里面，就是非常恶劣的环境。
So later, Paul was imprisoned again, and this time is in the death row.
那提摩太和提多就被派到外面去跟教会服侍。
And Timothy and Titus was also serving in the church outside.
所以当时呢，保罗其实已经预计到他自己马上要殉道。
So Paul has kind of foresee that he would soon face martyrdom.
那所以写信给提摩太，就是我们所读的提摩太后书。
And he wrote a letter to Timothy.
那叫他赶紧过来，在过冬之前就是赶到他面前来。
And urging him to come quickly.
那特别提醒给他讲说，你要带两件东西过来，还要带一个人过来。
And ask Timothy to bring two items and one person.
特别是讲到说是他说是过冬的衣服，还有一些圣经的一个皮卷。
Yeah, the two items were winter clothes and parchment of a scripture.
而且讲说一定要把马可带来。
And he emphasized and asked Timothy to bring Mark.
因为保罗讲说，他对传道的事情上是对我有益的。
Because Mark was re really helpful to him in his ministry.
我猜想也许是要交代一些福音书的一个完成。
And this may have been to entrust the completion of the gossip.
所以你能看出来，在保罗这个心里面，马可在神国上的一个事工上，就会带给他很多的安慰和满足。
So clearly, in Paul's heart, Mark brought comfort and fulfillment to the work of Kingdom God.
有点像这他提醒提摩太要给他带过冬的衣服一样。
Just like the winter clothes mentioned,
那而且是要写的神话语的一些疲倦一样。
and the scrolls of God's word.
那我相信任何一个教会都需要有这样的一些同工来帮助这些牧者。
And I firmly believe that our church, any church that will need those co-workers.
那这个马克又是很有趣的一个人。
And Mark is also a very interesting person as
那
well.
在圣经里面就是又叫约翰。
In Bible, he's also known as John.
很难看得出来家里是很有钱的一个人。
Likely came from very wealthy family.
就有一些历史记载呢，表明说主耶稣他进入耶路撒冷要过逾越节的时候，
So historical records suggest that when Jesus entered Jerusalem during the Passover,
那派的门徒出去说，你到街上去遇到一个人扛着水的话，你就给他讲说，我要在你家里吃逾越节的宴席。
He encountered a man carrying a water jar, and the disciple mentioned that Jesus would use that house to celebrate the Passover meal.
那历史讲说，这就是马可的这个楼房。
And it said, according to the history, that's Mark's family house,
就成为我们讲的最后的晚餐。
where the Last Supper took place.
那晚餐以后呢，就是耶稣就带着门徒去了那个客西马尼园。
Yeah, after meal, Jesus took his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane
那就去祷告。
to pray.
那就卖主的这个犹大呢，就带着兵丁就过来逮捕了这个主耶稣。
And Judas led the soldier to arrest the Lord Jesus.
但只有在马可福音里面就记载了一个很特殊的一件事情。
So this is recorded in the Gospel of Mark.
所以当时他说有一个少年人，
It said there's a young man.
他说是赤着身子披着一块麻布跟随了耶稣。
They wear nothing but a linen cloth following Jesus.
但是当众人要去捉拿他的时候，他说丢了麻布，就赤身就逃走了。
When the people seized him, he dropped the clothes and fled naked.
那很多的学者都认为这个人就是马可。
And many people believe that young person was Mark.
那我们的新约圣经里面记载，我们旧约圣经里面都记载了很多的人物。
And in the Bible records many figures like Mark.
那就像马可一样，遇到危险了以后，他不顾任何羞耻就跑走了。
Just like Mark, when faced with danger, flew in shame.
那遇到很多困难了以后，就丢了同伴，就是然后就回到城市去了。
And when he encountered hardship, he abandoned his opinions and returned to the city.
但是在马可的身上，你会发现主耶稣没有放弃马可，
Yet the Lord Jesus, did not abandon Mark,
他也不愿意放弃你我。
nor does he abandon you and me.
他就借着巴拿巴，借着彼得，借着保罗，在鼓励马可回来，成为神国中心的一个仆人。
So through Barnabas, Peter and Paul, Mark was encouraged to return and become a faithful servant
那
of the
接下
King of
去
Lords.
的时候，保罗就提到了以巴弗，
Epaphras, who is one of you?
所以强调他形容他说是会教会弟兄劳苦的。
He is described as a servant of Jesus Christ.
那有人讲说，哥罗西教会本身有可能是以巴弗所创建的。
There's also the Colossian church is also established by Epaphras.
Yeah, 至少说保罗在写的他的文书信里面就提到以巴弗为哥罗西教会做了很多事情。
And also in the letter, it's mentioned that Epaphras has done a lot of for the church.
那其中一个很重要的事情，以巴弗是为这个教会祷告。
So the most important thing is that Epaphras prayed for the church.
他说祷告到了一个竭力祈求的一个地步。
And to the point of agonizing prayers.
这有的时候我会问我自己，我们有没有为这个教会竭力祷告？
So sometimes I ask myself and also brothers and sisters, do we really pray agonizing for our church?
就圣经里面记载竭力祷告的一个榜样就是主耶稣。
So, in the Bible, the good example is Jesus.
主耶稣在他上十字架前，克里希马院的时候，他屈膝祷告。
So before Jesus went to the cross, he knelt in prayer before God.
他说：“汗珠如雪滴下来。
So sweating drops like blood,
”那心里甚至惊慌，
and deeply troubled to the point.
甚至需要天使来帮助他。
And he needed an angel to come and comfort him.
那不仅仅如此，以巴弗的祷告的内容其实是也是非常的宝贵。
So Epaphras' prayer content is also very precious.
他只用了一句话说：“愿教会的弟兄姐妹在神一切的旨意上得以完全。
He desires that the brothers and sisters in the church be made complete in all of God's will.
”那在圣经里面，“完全”往往指的是成熟的意思。
So in Bible, completeness refers to maturity.
他就希望弟兄姐妹他们在教会生活的时候表现出来，就是信心充足，能够站立得稳。
Yeah, this is manifested by having sufficient faith and being able to stand firm.
所以，一个教会它需要一些做事的童工，
So indeed, the church needs workers who can get things done.
但是我们更需要有竭力祷告的童工。
But we also need even more co-workers who are willing to pray earnestly.
那一个忠心的童工，他能够把事情做好，
So faithful co-workers can accomplish tasks well,
那教会可以健康的发展。
leading to the healthy development of the church.
但是，一个竭力祷告的童工。
Faithful co-workers
他实际上是邀请神亲自进来做事，
and actually invite God to act.
那圣灵亲自来做工，
The Lord Himself leads,
那这样的一个教会是一个复兴的教会。
and such a church is a church of revival.
那保罗为以巴弗啊这个做见证，他说他为弟兄们劳苦。
So Paul bears witness to Epaphras' labor of the brothers,
他说不仅仅在乎哥罗西的教会。
which extends beyond just the church in Colossae.
也包括老底嘉和希拉波利。
To include Laodicea and Hierapolis.
如果你去看地图啊，这三个地方就像一个三角形，
So if you look at the on the map, those three places look like a triangle.
相隔大概5里路左右。
They are apart 5 miles.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们为恩典堂竭力祷告。
So brothers and sisters, it's certainly good to earnest pray for our church.
那当然是非常好的一件事情，
This is the wonderful thing to do.
但是我们也要为福音教会祷告，
And also, we need to pray for the gospel church.
我们要为真理团契的弟兄姐妹去祷告。
We for the brothers and sisters in the Truth Fellowship.
那愿我们都成为恩典堂的以巴弗，
Then all of us can become Epaphras of a church,
让主的心可以得到安慰。
which can bring comfort to our Lord.
那好，我们就讲到以巴弗，他是一个会祷告的童工。
And we learned that Epaphras, who's really good at praying,
那他也是一个非常忠心的一个执事。
and also he is a faithful servant.
那差不多有2年之前，2023年4月份的时候，我就用哥罗西书前面提到以巴弗的时候，做了一次讲道。
So about a year ago, on April 23rd, I preached a sermon based on Paul's assessment of Epaphras.
那用的题目就是"同做仆人，忠心执事。
So the title is a faithful servant.
”那当时我就是讲的时候，我相信我是没有强调有一点，就是这个以巴弗他本身是有特点。
So there's one point I didn't emphasize at that time.
他说，哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹就是从以巴弗那里面学到了关于基督的真理。
The point I forgot to mention was the brothers and sisters in the Church of Colossae learned the truth about Christ from Epaphras.
他与巴弗在教会，他是有所教的。
Epaphras teaches in the church,
那弟兄姐妹就有学到的。
and the brothers and the sisters they learned.
他最主要是教了两方面的内容。
So he taught two main things.
那一方面，他自己是认识主耶稣基督的，
So on one hand, he knows the Lord Jesus.
所以他为弟兄姐妹做了一个为基督忠心的一个指示。
Which enables him to be a faithful servant.
他了解主耶稣的心意，
He understood the Lord's will,
所以教导人怎么样来忠心。
which is essential for his faithfulness.
那另外一个方面，他又提到他是蛮有圣灵的，
On the other hand, he is also filled with Holy Spirit.
所以他就能看到，也能激发教会弟兄姐妹因圣灵所发出来的爱心。
Allow him to see the love that brothers and sisters
一
have
个
in
靠
spirit.
近圣灵的人，他就会受圣灵的感动。
The people who is close to the spirit will be inspired.
那这里保罗讲到，以巴弗是从哥罗西教会出来的一个童工。
And if Epaphras is a co-worker from the closing church,
他在以巴弗做监的时候，他一直在陪伴着保罗。
and he accompanied Paul during the prison.
就在同一个时间，就是保罗写了另外一封信，刚才讲过，就是腓利门书里面就提到以巴弗。
So at the same time, Paul wrote another letter.
对，他特别提到说，以巴弗是为基督耶稣与保罗同坐监。
And he wrote in the letter that Epaphras was a fellow prisoner with Paul for the sake of Christ Jesus.
那以巴弗没有犯罪，他是不需要去坐牢的。
And Epaphras didn't need to be imprisoned.
那本来是这个世界上的一个自由人，
And he should be free. People, person in the
但是
world.
因着基督耶稣的缘故，他宁愿成为这个世界罗马的一个囚犯。
But for the sake of Jesus Christ, he voluntarily chose to share in Paul's in prison.
似乎保罗就借着这样一个例子来提醒收到信的那个腓利门。
This just to exemplify the Christian life.
就阿尼西姆，他本来出身是奴隶。
He was born. Onesimus was born as a slave,
但是在主耶稣里面又成了弟兄。
but he has become a brother in Lord Jesus.
如果腓利门他过不了去饶这个饶恕弟兄的这一关的话，
If Philemon does not forgive him,
你待那个弟兄还是奴隶的一个看法。
and continues to treat him as slave, he will not be different from the
就和这
world.
个世界，这和马就没有区别。
There's no difference.
那保罗把保罗和以巴弗都关在这个监狱里头，
So Paul and Epaphras, both in the prison.
这是一个非常严肃的一个提醒。
This is really a sincere reminder.
那我们就进到这个，我们来看一下这路加。
So now let's look at the third person, Dr. Luke.
那路加是跟随保罗最长时间的一个门徒。
So Luke was a disciple who followed Paul for the longest time.
啊，保罗称呼他是很亲爱的一个医生。
And Paul referred to him as beloved physician.
那路加是一个外邦人，
Luke was a Gentile.
是在保罗第二次宣教旅程的时候，他就开始陪伴保罗。
And Luke began to accompany Paul during his secondary missionary journey.
啊，传说说保罗身体不是特别好。
It is said Paul was not in good health.
那路加是一个医生，
And Luke, being a physician,
他决定了全时间出来帮助保罗。
decided to dedicate himself entirely to helping Paul.
所以在几次宣教的过程中呢，保罗就经常会受到迫害，就会逃离一个城市。
So throughout several missionary journeys, when Paul faced a prosecution, he had to leave a
所
city.
以有的时候，他就把提摩太和提多留下来，但是保罗就一直跟着他，路加就会一直跟着他。
He would sometimes leave Timothy and Titus behind, but constantly ask Luke to be with him.
所以保罗就非常亲爱这个医生。
So Paul is really admire his beloved friend Luke.
那路加是叙利亚的一个安提亚人。
So Luke was born Antioch in Syria.
Yeah，这是一个不同的安提阿城。
As a different Antioch than the one in Pisidia.
那我刚才讲过，按照职业，路加是一个医生。
By profession, Luke was a physician.
但如果你去读路加福音的时候，就会发现他的文笔啊，文字啊，非常的精彩。
But when you read the Gospel of Luke, you can find that he was very skilled.
他是非常出色的一个医生。
He's a really experienced and skilled doctor.
其中一个证据就是在路加福音读的时候，你会发现他会记录很多耶稣基督治人救病的一个神迹。
So one evidence we can find in the Gospel of Luke was that he wrote a lot of miracles of Jesus who healed people with great details.
对，这些细节里面都可以用到一些医术上的名词。
Additionally, they use very like physician words.
那另外，《路加福音》它用的希腊文又是非常的优美的。
And Luke used the Greek very and sophisticatedly.
所以我相信，这路加医生当时是一个非常有地位的医生。
And I believe Luke was likely a physician of considerable standing at that time.
但是路加就碰到了保罗，
However, when Luke met Paul,
在保罗的身上，他看到了主耶稣。
and he saw Jesus in Paul.
那保罗经常听他说：“我活着就是耶稣。
Now, Paul said, to live in is Christ.
”那保罗自己呢？他为了主耶稣，他也抛弃了他所有的美好的前程。
And Paul abandoned the promising future to enter into work of ministry for Jesus Christ.
那进到一个宣教的一个旅程里头，
The journey to work for the Lord.
我相信路加也是被保罗所激动，
And I believe Luke was also inspired by Paul.
那开始去紧紧的跟随保罗。
Began to closely follow him.
那最早提起的时候，他跟随的时候是记录在《使徒行传》的第16章第9到第10节。
So in Acts chapter 16, verse 9 to 10 records a detail where Paul had a vision. When
所以在
Luke
夜间里面的时候，保
followed
罗
Paul.
就是看到一个马其顿人站起来，呼求他说：“请你过来帮助我们。
So in that chapter, Paul had a vision at a night of a man from Macedonia standing and begging.
”所以保罗看到这个异象了以后，他就过到马其顿那边去。
So then Paul went to the city.
所以你看到第9节和第10节里面的有个细微的差别。
So you can see a slight difference between verses 9 and 10.
所以在第9节的时候，他会只提到保罗，
So in verse 10, it mentioned or refers to only Paul.
但第10节的时候，路加就开始讲说我们去哪里。
By verse 10, Luke begins to use we.
从那个时候开始，其实路加就把这个意象成为他的一个意象。
So he started to recount the subsequent events.
我要强调是，这是一个明白神意象的一个同工。
So this is reflects Luke as a co-worker who understands God's vision.
是一个明白神意象的时候，能够让路加有力量跟随保罗几十年。
And allowing him to follow Paul for decades.
里面没有一句自己的意见或者是自己的看法。
Without voicing his own opinions and thoughts.
那路加在圣经里面，他没有记录自己的讲话。
Luke doesn't record his words nowhere in the Bible.
但是他写下了新约里面2本大的书，
But he wrote two significant works in the New Testament.
你要路加福音再加上使徒行传的话，几乎要占新约圣经的一半。
So the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts together comprise nearly half of the New Testament.
所以你看，在路加福音的时候，路加以一个作者身份，以写一封公函的方式。
So in the Gospel of Luke, he addresses the official letter.
写给一个官员，说是叫提阿非罗大人。
The letter was to a distinguished official, Theophilus.
他说有些人呢都已经做了书，然后讲了我们中间发生的一些事情。
And saying that many have undertook to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled
所以我
upon
相
us.
信这个路加是提到是马可福音。
So I believe Luke was mentioned in the Luke.
但是路加后来就是特别提到，他说有些事情我是从头到尾详细去考察了。
And then Luke goes on saying that since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning,
而且定的心意，他说按的次序要我写给你们。
and I too decided to write an orderly account for you.
那路加本身他是一个非常出色的一个记者。
And Luke is a very excellent Theophilus.
Yeah，特别是讲说他记载历史事件的时候非常严谨。
And he's known very cautious when it requires a history.
里面路加福音是我们一些学科学人非常喜欢的。
For those people who study science, we like Luke.
而且路加给我们带来一些就其他福音书里面没有记载的很有趣的一些事情。
And the Gospel of Luke also we will find something not recorded in other Gospels.
那比方说像主耶稣的母亲玛利亚的赞美诗。
For example, this includes Magnificat, the song of praise by Jesus' mother Mary.
还有主耶稣在少年的时候被落在耶路撒冷圣殿的事情。
As well as the story of Jesus staying behind the Jerusalem temple as a young boy.
这些都是非常宝贵的一些记载。
And these are all invaluable accounts.
那路加就是为用这些书信为主耶稣做见证。
And Luke used those letters to testimony for the Lord.
那后来的《使徒行传》也是路加所写的。
And also the Acts was also written by Luke.
也他就提到，就说在主耶稣升天了以后，他又记录了一些使徒的一些事迹。
And he mentioned some acts and practice by the co-workers.
所以在《使徒行传》一开始的时候，路加就重复了主耶稣的一个大使命。
So at the beginning of the book of Acts, Luke reiterates the great commission of the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣对着这些使徒讲说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的日期，不是你们可以知道的。
So Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the times of dates our Father has set."
”但圣灵降临到你们身上的时候，你就必得到了能力。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
那并要在耶路撒冷、
And you will be my witness
那
in
犹大
Jerusalem
全地。
and in all Judea and
撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
所以你可以看到，这个路加就跟着保罗，就是一直到了罗马。
So the passage emphasized Luke followed Paul.
一直到了罗马以后，这个记载在《使徒行传》最后一章第28章。
So Luke accompanied Paul to Rome as recorded in chapter 28 of the book of
所以保
Acts.
罗在自己所租的一个房间里面，他住了足足2年的时间。
So he lived in his own rented house for 2 full years.
他说：“凡来见他的人，他都全都接待。
He welcomed to all who came to see him.
那放胆传讲神的这个道，神国的道。
Courageously proclaimed the kingdom of God.
”那这里讲到说，讲主耶稣基督的这个事情教导人的时候。并没有人禁止。
And teaching about the Lord Jesus, and no one forbade him.
所以你可以想象，就是保罗在前面放胆讲道的时候，路加在后面默默的做笔记。
So Paul broadly preached in the front, while Luke quietly took notes.
但是从开始到末，路加没有发表一句自己的看法。
But from the beginning to end, Luke did not express a single opinion of his own.
这是非常宝贵的一个同工。
This is a very precious co-worker.
对，路加他就是为主耶稣做见证，记录在路加福音里面。
Yeah, what was bared witness to the Lord Jesus was recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
他为使徒们做见证，记录在使徒行传里头。
Yeah, he also bore witness to the apostles.
在这以后，他就是陪在保罗的身边，直到保罗被杀。
After this, he continued to serve as Paul's physician until Paul was martyred.
那在我们的新约圣经里面，保罗他总共写了大概有13封书信。
So in the New Testament, we use Paul wrote 13 epistles.
那有人说希伯来书也有可能是被保罗所影响。
Some also say that Book of Hebrews was influenced by Paul.
那你看保罗他带出了2个同工，
So Paul brought 2 co-workers.
那马可就写了马可福音。
Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark.
那路加写了《路加福音》和《使徒行传
And Luke wrote Gospel of Luke as well as Book of
》。
Acts.
那保罗他这么多产的一个作者，他离不开这些同中心的同工。
Paul is such a prolific writer, and he cannot live without other co-workers.
而且从字里行间能看出来，保罗是一个非常严格的一个老师。
Throughout the scriptures, we can tell that Paul was a very strict teacher.
那跟随他、服侍他，有可能是很困难。
And making it sometimes challenging to follow him.
但是路加他一直跟着保罗，他从来没有离开。
However, Luke constantly stayed by Paul's side and never left him.
那我们进到就说提摩太后书的时候，4章10节到11节的时候，有一段记载。
So in Timothy, there is a record.
那在保罗他生命的这个尽头啊，保罗写信给提摩太说：“底马了，他爱这个世界，离弃我了。”
So at the end of Paul's life, he wrote to Timothy, saying that Demas, in love with the present world, had deserted him.
那其他同工呢？是因为事工的原因，就到其他城市去了，离开了保罗。
So other co-workers also left Paul because of the needs of a ministry.
但是他说，独有路加在我身边。
But he mentioned only Luke remained with Paul.
那有人说，保罗身上他有一个刺，很疼痛。
And people saying that Paul had an ailment.
那保罗为这个事了以后，三次求神挪去。
And he pleaded with God three times.
那主的答应说是神的恩典够他用，
But the Lord didn't grant his request.
这是神的怜悯，路加就被神放在他的身边照看他，直到他见主面。
So the response he received was God's grace to have Luke be with him.
那这里提到迪马，我有必要再解释一下迪马。
So here mentioned Demas, so I would like to talk a little bit more.
这里提到迪马说贪爱当时的世界，就离我向铁沙罗尼家去了。
It mentioned that Demas, in love with present world, deserted him and went to Theodosia.
那迪马这个人跟路加在一起，在保罗在哥罗西书中最后说提到他，他是很忠心的一个仆人。
So Demas, along with Luke, is mentioned by Paul at the end of the book of Colossians, highlighting his faithfulness.
那因为提摩太后书的一些记载，有很多人认为迪马是一个假基督徒。
Many people believe that Demas was a false Christian
说到最后，为了这个世界就放弃了一个真道。
because he ultimately abandoned the faith for the
我
world.
个人不太赞同这样的看法。
However, I do not hold that view.
至少有个我有三个分析的这个原因。
At least I have three reasons for my perspective.
那你看，这个保罗在特别提到说，迪马是娶了铁萨罗尼加。
So Paul especially mentioned that Demas went to Thessalonica.
那铁萨罗尼加教会是保罗在第二次宣道的过程中，他建立起来的一个教会。
So the Thessalonian church was established during Paul's second journey.
那保罗当时还后来写了2封书信给当地的这个教会。
And Paul wrote two letters to the local church,
那特别解释是主要再来的一个状况。
particularly explaining the future promise of the Lord's return.
我先相信保罗在这里面特别提到这个地名，是提醒弟兄姐妹有机会的话就要去鼓励迪马。
So by mentioning this particular location, Paul may be reminding the brothers and sisters to go and encourage Demas.
那特别要去恢复和坚固他的信心。
To help restore and strengthen him.
那第二个理由是因为在这保利在这保罗在这里面又列出了另外2个同工的名字。
So second reason is that Paul listed another two co-workers' name.
说格勒士是去往加拉太去了，提多是往达马太去了。
So Christians went to the Galatia, and Titus went to Dalmatia.
他列这些地名，就是保罗的有一个心意。
So clearly, there's intention to list the name, the location names.
就叫哥罗西教会的一些弟兄姐妹啊，那将来或者是有其他人读到这些书信的时候，就可以帮助这些提到的这些同工。
To let the brothers and sisters in the Church of Colossae to help each other.
那第三个理由其实是因为当时马可就在保罗的身边。
So the third reason is that Mark was right there with Paul.
那刚才讲过，这个马可就是一个活生生的一个曾经体贴世界。 曾经软弱失败的一个童工。
So as we mentioned, Mark was someone who had once been weak and stumbled.
但是因为这不同的使徒的一个鼓励，就成为神家的一个忠心的一个童工。
But throughout the encouragement of apostles, he became a faithful co-worker.
那一方面，保罗就很伤感，因为他很孤独，因为只有路加在他身边。
So on one hand, Paul felt sorrowful because there's only Luke remained with him.
但是从另外一方面，保罗又非常的同情迪马。
On the other hand, he also had empathy for Demas.
那希望弟兄姐妹，我们可以做成为这个人，弟兄姐妹的同情和鼓励。
So I hope that brothers and sisters can be each other's comfort.
那很感谢神，刚才君望弟兄他就为这个事情祷告，我当时就非常感动。
And we thank Brother Junwang just prayed
他
for of
说：“愿我们成为弟兄姐妹的同情和鼓励。
He's mentioned that we our brother and sister to be each other's comfort.
”所以在书信的这个最后了以后，保罗借着问候就提到了这八个人，就令人安慰的这个童工。
So at the end of the letter, Paul through his greetings mentioned eight co-workers who have
Yeah.
brought him
那主要包括
comfort.
做神国工的一个马可，
Including Mark, who works the King of God,
那为弟兄劳苦的以巴佛，
Epaphras, who labors for the brothers,
那充满爱心的医生路加，
and the beloved physician Luke.
那保罗真的是献上感恩。
And Paul expressed his gratitude.
那因着这些同工，他可以做成神所托付给他的一些事情。
As their support has enabled Paul to fulfill the missionary.
所以，哥罗西教会收到这样一个书信的时候，他自然而然就会问一个问题：
So when the church in Colossae received such a letter, a natural question would
他
arise.
说：“保罗，你对我们教会有同工有什么样的建议
So Paul, what advice do you have for our co-workers?
？”所以，保罗他用了一句话来解决这个问题。
So Paul responded with one sentence.
他说：“要对雅基布讲啊，就务要谨慎。”尽你从主所受的职分。
He said directly to Archippus, "See to it that you complete the missionary you have received in the Lord."
那简单概括来讲，就是务要谨慎，尽主职分。
To be diligent and to fulfill.
这是非常美好又很完备的一个建议。
And this is a very beautiful and comprehensive piece of advice.
那这个雅基布呢，在腓利门书里面也提到了，
So Archippus was also mentioned in Philemon.
他保罗说是他与保罗是一同，就是同当兵的。
Paul referred to him as a fellow soldier in the ministry of Lord.
就是说，在为主事工的时候，就像打仗一样的。
This is like a battle for the Lord.
那另外呢，就是说保罗还提到说，雅基布他也开放了他的家里面，
And additionally, it's mentioned Archippus opened his home
那成为当地的一个家庭教会，
and it became a local church.
啊，这是非常宝贵的一个同工。
And this is a very precious co-worker.
那我们一起来为我们的教会祷告。
Let's pray for our church.
亲爱的父神，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we came before you.
好，我们献上无比的感恩。
We offer our gratitude.
啊，这无比的恩典，借着教会赐给教会的弟兄姐妹。
This immense grace bestowed upon us through the church is a gift to the brothers and sisters in the fellowship.